Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Ryan, and we're here with author Jen Frankel. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey, it's nice to meet you.
Now, I have to say, I was drawn over to your booth because of the title of your book, Undead Redhead. Could you tell us a little bit about the story and what it's all about?
Well, Undead Redhead is about sweet little Sharon Bagovich, who hasn't had much luck in life. She actually finds that her interest in life and her ability to live is actually rekindled when she dies and returns as a zombie.
Nice.
She's actually, sadly, she was a vegan when she was alive and finds out that she's still a vegan now that she's dead. So one of her big challenges is figuring out just what the heck she can eat.
Nice. And going by your sign, soon to be a major motion picture?
Yeah, it was actually optioned by a Toronto film company, and we're working on the script right now.
Cool. Nice. Now, you've got some other books here. Feral Tales?
Feral Tales, yeah. My short story collection. I've been writing for about 20 years, but it's only been recently I started doing the con circuit, so my challenge is to constantly try to put out as much new work as I can. So Feral Tales is a collection of stories, including some standalone short stories that relate to my main series, which is a supernatural thriller series set in Toronto.
Oh, cool. Now, you said you've been writing for 20 years. What got you interested in the genre, and what was the first book you wrote?
First book I wrote was called The Last Rite, and honestly, your first book takes you so long, and hopefully every book that you write afterwards will take you a little bit less time, but I've been writing short stories. I think my first published short story was about age 16. I was a winner around that time of L. Ron Hubbard's Writers of Future contest. I got a prize in that. That was before I knew anything about Scientology, so don't hold it against me. But I came out of theater and film. Basically, if it's creative and it's got something to do with genre, I love it.
Cool. And you said you were on Innerspace recently as well?
Yeah. Morgan Hoffman from Innerspace came down and covered the reading I did last week at 751 Queen in Toronto. We zombified her. We actually made her cosplay as the main character of my book, who also, she actually dies in a terrible wedding bouquet toss accident. She and another bridesmaid both go for the bouquet, and it doesn't end well for poor Sharon.
Cool. And any influences that got you started?
In writing in general, or just... I was actually just telling some of the other writers here that one of my very first... I think the very first fan letter I wrote was around the age 10 when I just finished the Foundation series. And I drew some pictures and sent a letter to Isaac Asimov. And he actually sent me a postcard, a typewritten postcard. It's still one of my most prized possessions.
That's very cool.
Oh, and he actually had some great advice about Hollywood. He told me that Foundation had actually been optioned as a film, and as you probably well know, it still has not been made into a film. He said he doubted that it would ever be made into a film because Hollywood is like that. Words to live by.
Yeah. So you said you were working on the screenplay for the movie. Any other books you're working on?
I'm actually doing some writing for film right now. I'm working with some actors on putting a short film called This Is ... The End of the World out. We're also working on a music video called The Toronto and the People, which should be fun. And I actually just took away the best low budget feature screenplay at the Female Eye Film Festival for a script that I actually really love called Alien House Party.
Cool. Well, we're going to get the word out on your stuff. It sounds fascinating, actually. Do you have a website or a Facebook group? Where can people go to check out your work?
I do. My website is jenfrankel.com. That's J-E-N-F-R-A-N-K-E-L, like Jen with one N and Frank E-L. You can also find me on Facebook. Please friend me. You can find me on Twitter as well.
Thank you very much for your time, and it was awesome meeting you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.